Welcome back to the Midday Show. And tomorrow evening starts a three screening run of a 1986 film called No Picnic, directed by my guest today, Phil. Is it Philip or Phil? Which do you prefer, Phil?
Philip, because I'm sharing
Philip.
a name with a late great comedian,
You
so
are.
Phil to him and Philip to me.
Oh, that was very big of you to do that. But there are two great Phil Hartmans, it turns out. So people may not know that there's also a director named Phil Hartman who directed this film called No Picnic, which is now being distributed by the Film Desk, which is founded by an old friend of mine, Jake Perlin. The three screenings at Time and Space Limited are taking place Saturday, May 2nd at 6 o'clock, Sunday, May 3rd, where Philip will be there for Q&A along with myself. That's at 5:30 on Sunday, I should say. And then you'll be doing the intro and the Q&A. And then on Monday, May 4th, again at 5:30, Philip Hartman's No Picnic is a priceless artifact of New York's pre-gentrification East Village, with appearances by Steve Buscemi, Richard Hell, Luis Guzman, and other fixtures of the downtown music and art scenes. The winds of change were in the air during the film's production in the summer of 1985 as Hartman raced to capture his neighborhood in all its squalid glory. And also, we're going to get to this as well in our conversation right now, but Philip also has a deep ongoing connection with Bard College. And we're going to talk to that point and others right now with Philip. Welcome to the Midday Show.
Hey, it's great to be here. As you
Yes.
said, I've got a lot of history in the area, and I'm excited to come up and screen the film.
Yeah, I'm excited that you're coming. So I know that you've been having a theatrical redux over at Film Forum the last few weeks, right?
So the film was shot in 85. It had its premiere at a film festival in Germany in 86 because Wim Wenders came in to executive produce. He wanted it to open in Germany. So we had a screening in 86. We won an award at Sundance in 87, but then his company kind of floundered in the United States. So it was in like purgatory for a couple of years, opened in 1990 in the East Village at the Anthology, played for 6 weeks there, and then went into hibernation for 36 years.
Wow.
Finally digitized it. I'm a super low-tech guy. And it turned out to be a stroke of marketing genius. Because if you make a movie and then you hide it for 36 years, there's a lot of pent-up demand. So it turned out that I really had a brilliant idea because when we finally got it digitized and Film Desk, thank goodness, came in to distribute it, there's a lot of folks who were interested, a lot of folks who were, were in the East Village back in the day, but really a lot of young people are coming who are like so curious about what New York was like in the bad old days. And that's been really gratifying to
I
show
bet.
and hang with them.
That's a remarkable story, though, in terms of the film's history, what happened to it. And I guess you don't say, first of all, say no to Wim Wenders, right? So if he wants it to open in Germany, that's what you're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, even though I'm a diehard Met fan and it opened during the '86 World Series,
Oh,
I had to make
I
a
remember that.
decision. I was either going to go to my own film's world premiere or stay and see my beloved Mets win the World Series. And I went to Germany, which I have mixed feelings about, but at least they won,
Have you,
so.
yes, right, exactly. Have you come to peace with that decision ever?
Well, I might have put a hex on them because it's the last time they won, so
Yeah.
who knows?
You mentioned a couple of minutes ago that the film had a run finally in 1990 at Anthology Film Archives, which we know was the, we'll say, home of Jonas Mekas. And I'm wondering, Jonas's, of course, brother Adolphus was your film teacher, and I'm wondering if that had anything to do with
Well, I
how it
mean,
went,
there was some
other than those
overlap.
geography, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's some overlap there, but as I was saying earlier, I did take a semester, my semester abroad at Bard College because I was looking for the school least like Princeton in America, and I found it, and I had such an incredible experience at Bard with Adolphus as my advisor, and made so many friends, and I was a screenwriter from Warner Brothers, frustrated. I opened a juke joint on the Bowery called the Great Jones Cafe, which became known colloquially as the Bard Bar because so many Bardies hung out there or worked for me there. And it was out of the Great Jones community that this film was made. So my cast and crew. And now my distributor, 40 years later, all Bardies. I think there's maybe a dozen or 15 different Bard people involved in the film. But really, most remarkably, is that the guy who shot it for me is a man named Peter Hutton, who is like world renowned as a personal filmmaker. And he never worked in anything besides his own stuff except for my projects. And his black and white cinematography is absolutely incredible. Won the award at Sundance. And we got very close. And in the summer, we were taking a break from the film. And he said, I just got offered a job at Bard, but I don't want to go upstate and live in the sticks. And I'm like, dude, this would be so great for you. He had just had a baby. And he wound up taking the job and just really transforming his own life. And I think Bard's life also, because he was such a key figure in the community there.
Well, Philip, you're going to be coming back to the old stomping grounds this coming weekend, certainly just for the Sunday screening. So I'm urging people to visit the Time and Space website for tickets and try to come to Sunday, May 3rd at 5:30. But if you can't, there are those two other screenings Saturday, this coming Saturday, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, and Monday at 5:30 as well. And Time and Space is, it's just one of these gems of the Hudson Valley, I have to say, you know.
I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Oh yeah.
I'm a not only cinephile, but I'm a cinemaphile. I
Yes.
love movie theaters,
Right.
and I'm so excited to be in a new space.
Yeah.
There's some, familiar characters in the film who have small roles, but who went on to do big things, like Steve Buscemi and Louis Guzman. And there are an amazing number of East Village characters in it.
Yeah.
So for some people, they might be familiar, but for others, they're gonna appear to be kind of like these weird legends. But I think that people of all ages will really get a kick out of it.
Well, I'm sure they also had a kick out of meeting you, and hopefully our Q&A will satisfy the masses.
Oh,
We'll have a good time.
it's gonna be scintillating, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And let me just add one more thing.
Please, by all means.
In those 36 years,
Yes.
I wound up opening a restaurant in New York called Two Boots.
Oh,
And
yeah.
have served 60 million slices of pizza since then. Made two feature films, so the ratio is 30 million to one. But I'm very, very much at peace with that. And as you may know, we had a location of Two Boots up
Yeah.
in 199 across from Bard, which was
Yep.
a labor of love because I love Bard. I thought it would be a fun thing to do up there.
I ate there.
Oh, thank you. Not
Yeah.
often enough, though.
No, I'm sorry that it didn't work out, but I had a very nice meal there with my ex-wife and kids.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was glad to do that, and just love the Bard community, and that stretches all the way to Hudson, so I'm excited to be up there.
Yes. Well, hopefully we'll reach some Bardians, like contemporary Bardians as well, and we'll get the word out to as many people as possible, and fill up some seats at Time and Space Limited, because this looks like a gorgeous print. And you can go in also. I'm going to urge people to check out the trailer so you get a little taste, a little morsel of No Picnic.
Yeah, there's a lot of great music in it,
Yeah.
including a Bard band is in it. So,
Awesome. That's fantastic. All right. Well, thank you, Philip. And again, I'm looking forward to meeting you in person this weekend.
okay. Thank you for having me. I'll see you on Sunday.
Okay, you bet. All right. You're listening to 98.1 KZE.